First chapter, beginning in verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you and you and me, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unseen love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Jesus said, whosoever will confess me before men, I will confess also before the angels and before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father and before all of his holy angels. I'll deny you. You can't do wrong and get by. Don't blame God when sorrow overwhelms you, when grief overtakes you, when disease incapacitates you, when fear comes on you and you're like a zombie. You can't stand before the problems that you face in the future that you look at, that you know is dark. There's only one thing the cause of it. Sin is to blame. Sin is to blame. Have you no hope for tomorrow? Sin is to blame for it all. You got to, through the Holy Spirit and his help, to think back. I remember how my Savior died for me. He died that I might live, that I might give my life to him, that I might confess him and my need, that I'm lost. I cannot make it without Jesus. I must repent and turn to him, for Jesus said, except I repent, you're going to hell, son. Daughter, you're not going to make it unless you repent and give up them sins. Because sin is to blame for your sorrow. Sin is to blame for everybody that's in hell. Sin is to blame for those that are dying with diseases and without God. Miserable, broken homes, broken hearts, broken lives. There's one great word, the cause of it, and that's sin. And Jesus came and died to save us from our sins and the despair and disillusionment and defeat and death that always follows sin. Sin is the greatest tragedy of the ages. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden was run out because of sin. And it wasn't long before they looked upon the lifeless form of their son Abel, that his brother had killed him, a murderer. The first family that was ever on this earth. They knew what sorrow was. They knew what despair was. They knew what death was and defeat. Those things are the result of sin. But Jesus came to save us from our sins and out of our sins and out of the sorrow and heartache and heartbreak that follows with death and hell and the judgment that we can hear the thunderings of in the very near distance. God says, I have no pleasure in the soul of him that dieth. Therefore, turn from all your sins before they become your ruin. Turn to me. Give them up. They'll ruin you. And I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord. Therefore, turn yourselves. Live, repent, and live. Look up and live. Look up to that man on that cross. Like as a boy at 8 years old, I looked up at that cross. That wasn't all of it. My mother's praying, the preacher preached. At 8 years old, I fell down, met an altar, and gave my life to the Lord. I got away from the Lord briefly when I was a teenager, but I got back. Praise God. I saw the man that died for me by faith, that he would save me from going to hell. That thrilled my little old heart. I saw that I couldn't do wrong and get by, that sin was going to ruin me. And I remembered dark Calvary. how my Savior gave his life for you and me. I remember how he cried, how he bowed his head and stood. I remember dark Calvary. Today by faith, Jesus said, I want you to look back 1900 and some years ago by faith and see me up there dying for you. Hanging between heaven and hell. Getting God with one hand and you with the other hand and bringing you back to God, for you can't get back without me. You can never get back to God without me. So look up and live. My brother, live. Look up to Jesus Christ and live. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I love you and I appreciate you. I pray the Holy Ghost to move in this service, Lord, to convict hearts. Lord, it's repent of prayer, repent, you've got to give up your sins. That means you turn your back on your sins. Lord, I want deliverance from my sins. I want the blood of Jesus to cleanse me from my sins. I want that new nature, that I can overcome the corruption that's in this world through lust. I don't want sin to ruin me. I don't want to try to do wrong and get by. God watching and keeping a record of everything I do. He knows if my life is untrue. He sees each mortal with a searching eye. I can't do wrong and get by. My sins are going to find me out. God warns your sins will find you out. You sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The wicked shall be cast into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll move your mighty hand. Move your great hand. Touch the hearts of those that need redemption and reconciliation through our Lord Jesus Christ. With old-fashioned repentance, may they turn to God and open their hearts. For Jesus said, behold, I stand at the house door and knock. And if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and be with me. Lord, the altar's open. The invitation is given. The spirit of the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And whosoever is athirst, let him come and take the water of life freely. The invitation. Come unto me, and I'll give you rest. Lord, draw every heart here today that's got sin in their life, rebellion. In Jesus' name, tell them, Lord. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father draw him. So, Father, I believe you to draw his heart. And Jesus said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I'll receive you. Father, you draw, Jesus will take them. And there will be mercy and grace. Heaven and earth will kiss. Mercy and truth will kiss and embrace here this morning. Around this altar, Lord, we ask you to grant us compassion and grace. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Praise the Lord.